Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report. Today on Pac-Man. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Dave. Bob and Tom Productions present the concert event of the season, starring America's hottest new entertainer. He bridges the gap between traditional country music and hip-hop with a style all his own. He's the first country rap superstar MC. He's Clem and M.
I'm in the house. I'm in the house. Now I'm in the outhouse. I'm living large. Nobody can top me. I can play the Apollo and the Grand Ole Opry. I got my posse and we're ready to roll. I got some chronic and a can of skull. I'm climbing in. I'm pumping up the jams, driving in my car. I love a thumping bass and a steel guitar. I can bust a rhyme just like P. Diddy, but I look a lot more like Conway Twitty. I'm Clem and M. I love to rap and I love to sing. I wear a Stetson hat and a lot of bling bling. From coast to coast, they know who I am. I'm the country gangsta, Clem and M.
He's a little bit country. He's a little bit hip-hop. He's Clem and M. Formerly comedian Tim Wilson. With his shiny gold chains and his dusty old cowboy boots, he's a regular hip-hop along Cassidy.
Yodelay hee-ho. Yodelay hee-ho. Forget about Slim Shady. I'm the real Slim Whitman.
He's a country boy hanging out in the suburban jungle. His biatches are all hunting dogs. And his hoes, well, they're all backhoes powered by John Deere.
Come on, people, let's make some noise. All you players and good old boys. Come to my show, you'll have a ball. I'm Clem and M. Peace out, y'all.
He's Clem and M, headlining his first U.S. concert tour with very special guests, Rabba, Flava Flav, and the Oak Ridge Boys. No one raises the roof like Clem and M. It's country. It's rap. It's crap! Catch Clem and M live in concert and sponsored by Wonder Bread and Colt 45 Malt Liquor. A Bob and Tom Show production.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're at the point where we're going to introduce a very special guest. There he is, Tom.
Well, there he is.
In a very special place.
Yeah, hey, it's comedian Greg Warren.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. Good to talk to you guys.
Did you move?
No. I'm at my brother's house.
Yeah. He has a nice place.
Oh, he's got a really nice place.
He's doing well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing great.
Yeah. Well, it's a very, very nice, clean.
Both my brothers have done real well for themselves.
Well, so have you.
Yes. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Killing it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah. Now, Greg likes to do a deep dive each week on our program for the most part, and some interesting topics of late. What is today's topic?
Tom, pretty excited about today's topic. I want to talk about the video game sensation Pac-Man.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I don't know if you knew this or not, Greg, but we are in the presence of, at one time, the number 3 ranked Ms. Pac-Man player in the United States.
Mm-hmm. That's the only video game I ever played, and I played it
very
way too
well.
Much.
When I was a kid, you referred to yourself as the Pac-Man King of Harlem at one point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some say Ms. Pac-Man was a better game than Pac-Man, Tom. The mazes were a little bit more developed, and so were the ghosts. Yeah.
And there was, remember the song, Pac-Man Fever?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, that was by Buckner and Garcia.
Correct.
Hit the charts
sure.
in 1982, March of 1982. Rose to number 9 on the charts.
I still like it.
Can you imagine that? That's amazing.
I got
that?
A callus on my finger and my shoulders are hurting. My shoulders are hurting too. I'm gonna eat them all up just as soon as they turn blue. I believe.
Yeah.
Pac-Man Fever.
I genuinely like that song.
Dylan-esque.
Really?
How'd you feel about some of the other releases on the album, Josh?
We had a record, but I don't think if there was like any other song on it, we didn't listen to it. So
they had a song for practically every video game, I think, didn't they?
Chick, you're right. Yeah. None of them quite caught on.
Galaxia?
Galaxia was made by the same... I don't know if there was a Galaxia song.
Man, I love that game.
Christy, I would say, you know, just if I got to call it straight, the best song on that album is Go Froggy Go.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
I may have to give that a shot.
Wow.
That's
a deep cut.
Frogger is a fun game, too.
Mm.
You got to keep on hopping until you get to the top. Go, Froggy, go.
Yeah.
You got to keep on hopping. You can never stop. Go, Froggy, go. And they threw in a ribbit at the end.
Oh, sure.
Why
Jerry Buckner, he wrote an Ann Murray song, On and On.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Did. That's not to be confused with the Stephen Bishop's.
Oh, that's a good song.
That is a good song.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women steal your money and break your heart.
Yeah.
I always wondered if that song hurt or helped Jamaican tourism.
Because we want to see, you know, everybody wants to see pretty women.
Yeah. Everyone wants to see pretty women, and everybody wants to get a little too close to the sun sometimes.
You want to be able to make it home with your money.
Yep.
Yeah.
You been to Jamaica, Pat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really dangerous there?
I've been to
some
Jamaica.
Areas, but most of the island's pretty safe and beautiful.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Good to know.
Around Kingston,
resort.
It's a little rough, yeah.
Tom, you know, Pac-Man was created by a guy named Toru Iwatani in 1980. He worked for Namco, and Toru was only 24 years old, had no computer training whatsoever, just a smart guy.
Scottish fellow, huh?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Huh.
Pac-Man was called Huckman in Japan.
Mm.
It was called Puckman. And when they brought it over to the U.S., they did not want to call it Puckman because they were afraid of vandals and graffiti artists. They thought they would change the P to an F and have it F-word, man.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have heard the reports from the field when they rolled out Pac-Man. They're like, yeah, boss, they didn't change the P to an F. We're good there. That's the good news. They did draw some body parts on Pac-Man. And apparently Jim's mom drinks donkey urine. We may have underestimated these fellas, boss.
I don't think it matters what we name it.
They're going to mess with
the gall to think that you guys could just name it something where they wouldn't vandalize the machine. These guys get pretty creative. Basically, leading up to 1980, there were a lot of popular video games out there. Most of them were very war-focused. Space Invaders, Asteroids, Galaxian that Christy mentioned, Tail Gunner, sort of violent. And they were very men-focused. Men enjoyed playing these games. Women did not. So Toru said... I want to get the women into the arcade. So he started thinking about what women like, and he said, "Women,
careful,
like to have dessert.
They do.
That's true. Yeah. Bitches be desserting.
They sure do. And,
just women.
Exactly, Christy. I didn't say this. Iwatani said it. He was criticized for the statement.
He should have been.
A feminist game critic, Anita Sarkeesian, said, luckily, Iwatani's regressive personal or cultural notions about women are not reflected in the finished game itself.
My God.
She said that between bites of pieces of German chocolate cake.
If you were on a plane next to a woman, you said, so what do you do for a living? She said, oh, I'm a feminist video game critic. Wouldn't you jump out? Yo, you sound like a blast.
Actually, Donkey Kong lacks representation, and it's really important.
Oh, jeez.
Man.
See,
that's got to be a low paying gig.
Yeah.
Can't be a lot of call for it.
Yeah.
How come Princess Peach doesn't save Mario? Oh, you shut up.
They got Zelda's though. Zelda's the name of the game. That's the one they got.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did they call Pong Pong in China, or was that be confusing for the people?
I don't know.
Was that the very first video game? Right?
Pong in arcades,
Pong,
though?
Yeah.
It was?
It was?
Sure.
I just remember it being on our TVs.
Yeah, I don't ever remember Pong being available in an arcade.
Oh, okay. I never remember Pong being an arcade game. Yeah, it was like Atari type thing.
Right.
But I don't think it was Atari. Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was a great game.
Yeah.
I think the story on Donkey Kong is that it was supposed to be Monkey Kong, but they... in translation, and it ended up being Donkey, I guess.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they got
really?
The letters mixed up.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong's a good name.
It's and a good stunk. Game. It stuck on
that it. Introduced Mario to the world, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Not really.
I think so.
Was there a problem maybe with is King Kong trademarked?
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
I wonder if that was a problem. But so tell us more about... Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man, Greg Warren.
Well, it came out in March of 1980 in a movie theater in Tokyo. And it did, you know, sort of moderately well in Japan. When it hit the U.S., it went crazy. 100,000 units in the first year. Toru Iwatani, the guy that designed it, says that he never got a raise or a bonus because of the success of that thing, which I don't know. I probably would have been hard to work with if I was Toru. You know, oh, you guys, you got Carol in accounting, a birthday cake. Huh? That's nice because she lived another year. That's pretty good. Hey, did she happen to make you guys $1 billion?
Oh, she didn't. She did. Oh.
Toru got the idea for the energy dots. It was basically because Popeye eats spinach and gets stronger.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The maze was inspired by a game called Head On. The pizza, the Pac-Man himself, he looks a lot like a pizza with one slice missing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You follow me?
Right.
Like somebody ate just one slice of the pizza, you see?
Yeah.
Something like that. That's one explanation he gave for how he created the character. The other was he said it was the rounded out version of a square Japanese character for mouth.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he said there was a temptation to make the Pac-Man shape less simple. He said, while I was designing the game, people suggested we had eyes, but we discarded that idea because once we added eyes, we'd want to add glasses and maybe a mustache. There would just be no end to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it gets crazy out there, you know.
Are there still Pac-Man machines out there?
Yeah.
In the car kitchen. I used to have the tabletop version at my house.
I had tabletop.
Oh, my brother's got that downstairs. Yeah.
Oh, that's like the Pizza Hut version, yeah.
Yeah, where you get that and Galaga, I think, together.
That's the one I had, yep.
That's a nice. You got that one still, Christy?
No, I don't anymore.
I don't know what I did
husband
with mine.
Two and I had that. Yeah.
That's a great Galaga's a great game. But I think there's more Ms. Pac-Mans out there than there are Pac-Mans.
Really?
To be honest with you. Yeah. Huh. So, Tom, you did pretty well on Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah, but then I haven't played it in years. But I did have a Ms. Pac-Man tabletop version for a while.
The perfect score in Pac-Man is 3,333,360.
Wow.
You got to go through 255 levels and get all the dots, all the pellets, all the ghosts, and all the fruits. Once you get to 256, the game sort of just glitches.
It's called the kill screen, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, Josh. You get a half of a screen and it's done. They didn't program it really past that. Which that 256 levels, that's a lot of fruits, right? What are they doing after level 20? They must be putting like papaya or ugly. Like, wait a minute, what is that, a fruit roll up?
Remember,
this is ridiculous.
One of them has pretzels. Remember, they threw pretzels in?
Yeah, that was Ms. Pac-Man, I think pretzels were.
Well, women love pretzels.
Oh, of course we do. Yeah. That goes well with dessert.
Yeah. Yeah. You dip them in chocolate. Don't you guys do that, Christy?
Absolutely. Heck yeah.
Some 8-year-old kid in 1982 said he got 6 million points on Pac-Man, and Ronald Reagan called to congratulate him. The kid was a liar. You can't get more than 3 million and change.
Well, he was scamming the president of the United States.
Yes. And,
wow.
and
I bet that kid's grown up to be in Congress.
I hope he's doing time. He perpetrated a fraud.
No, that he's definitely should be in Congress.
He didn't scam the president. Just he scammed all of us. Yeah. We all believed in this kid.
and he let us down.
I believe somebody back there, I thought I heard the President Reagan for a second.
Well, I understand you.
He's out of breath, apparently.
That's
the
terrible,
worst,
Josh.
It's the worst Reagan.
No. Mr. President, you need to thank Greg for calling us this week.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, Greg.
Ronald Reagan in there, or is that Paul Lind?
Yes, it's Paul Lind in there.
Well,
Mr. Lind, are you in here?
Please, Nancy, put something on.
This guy, Billy Mitchell, he's the one who got the perfect score the first time. This guy's a character, man. There's like a documentary about him.
It's called King of Kong. It's a great documentary.
Yeah, Josh, some controversy about Billy, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
In what way?
Is he a cheater?
Oh, they said he cheated on a couple. They didn't say he specifically cheated on Pac-Man, but on his Donkey Kong record, there was allegations of an 8-way joystick. When you only have a 4-way joystick.
It's a fascinating documentary. It's good stuff.
You can augment the joystick?
Yeah, these guys do all kinds of dork stuff.
Yeah. It is just a...
Yeah, that's...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.